Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. Excuse me. You are now listening to the Monday night. We invite this guest to help you and your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, we're going to invite you at this time to invite members of your team, whether it's your upline, downline, sideline, to join our show. And also, if you have not done so already, invite your friends and you yourself. I would like to invite a thing, which is the Avon Motivation Radio Show. How easy is that? If you have done the show, know that the first we talk about sell Avon products to the beauty professional. And then, the second week of the month, we talk about a roundtable discussion. This is when you as Avon representative can chime in and request certain and if we don't have one topic that has tested, what we do, we feel that can help the Avon representative with their business. And that team is Ellen Edwards and Gail and Claude. Then the third week, we have what we call recruiting, business opportunity. That's a good show. If you're not comfortable in recruiting, and, you know, telling the Avon story, that's a great show to have your representative to join your team, to join to the show, and we'll help recruit them and tell them that back to you. The fourth week of the month is when we have skincare. And the skincare line before a customer. Don't come to your customers, the skincare line. Great show. The ghetto, an eight. You learn that present. Also, the plan absolutely like. But yeah, this is the holiday season. You like to make money. And if you have products, you know, sometimes we have products that our customers buy and then they change their mind and it's not enough to send back. So you have all you're now some products in your home. This is a great time to gather all those products and sell them. And going to the the Dollar Tree store and buying different decorative containers, or buying those gift bags to wrap them up and put products in them. An excellent way to sell these products. Excellent time, I should say, to sell these products. And what you want to do, you want to do one or two things. You want to find a salon in your community that is hopping. You know, not every, I'm out there. Not every salon is hopping. You know, they're struggling too. Times are very hard. So you want to find a salon that's busy, that has a nice steady flow of clientele. And you want to speak to the owner. And you want to make an arrangement so that you can display and sell your products. You have people who are there for 2 and 3 hours getting their hair done, and they're getting their hair locked, forget about it. They're there for hours, like myself. So you want to make sure, you know, this is a great opportunity. You got this captive audience. And not only do you want to sell, but you want to show and tell in the salon. So, you know, say you want to talk about skincare. If you have your own skincare products that you have opened, you know, you have damaged products that, you know, you can spare to use, take those products during this time and share it with your customer. Take the products and use them. You can't sell them anyway, so you might as well use those products to sell products. So that's one of the things you want to do. You want to use those products to sell products. So what you want to do, you want these people who are getting their hair done, you know, most likely they're not wearing makeup because they're getting their hair washed and the water's getting all over their face, and their makeup's ruined anyway. So this is a good time to have them try your facial products and show them how to use it, the steps, and show them how easy it is. You know, just not just tell them how easy it is to use the products. A lot of times people think that to start using a skincare line is going to involve them all these steps and have a little bit of time on hand. But everybody has to wash their face anyway. So that's a step to do it anyway. And everyone should put on moisturizer. That's the step that they should be doing anyway. So, you know, so how difficult it is. You know, but now what you're doing, you're using a skin product that is made for your skin type and your skin type needs. And you know, we have skin for mature ladies, we have skincare products, and so on. So that's a great item to sell during the holiday season. And then also another item good to sell, look in on your own dresser and take your perfumes, or several of your perfumes, and spritz the ladies. Let them try it. Try it. You know, I have Haku. I actually have the Haku and I have the Gold, and I have another one too. I have several. And I find when I spritz, they buy. That you can't sell on your shelf, wrap them up, take the samples, even take the little samples and let them smell it and try it. Great way to sell. And then you can get items, if you have items in your on your shelf or wherever you keep your products. Excuse me, I was walking the dog while I was on the radio show. You can make $10 gift baskets. Really, really cute gift baskets. And everyone, they forget about it, but everyone has to buy their child's teacher a gift, especially if they're in the younger grade, you know, lower grades. You know, they have to have a little gift. They want to give the little teacher. And it's really just a token gift. So, you know, certainly everyone can use, you want an Avon product. So, and they would really appreciate it. You sell items for $10. And not only that, a lot of, I would $10 not $20. a lot of time, a lot of jobs require each other to do a, what you call it, a grab bag gift. So that's the way. And I tell you, the lines store or the hook and crazy. This is another, this is a good way to order through you at these salons. Right? That way. The other way you can do it is right with them. You can leave products or you can leave gift items in the salon and display neatly. And this way, the customers come and they can see it. But preferably, what I like and what I prefer, I like to be there and demonstrate and sell the products. And if I would try to get in there, depending on how many products you have, I would try to get in there early, you know, like this week, and sell products. I used to make a killing this time in the store. So I would strongly suggest that. I wouldn't buy anything. I would just use what you have. And then what I also used to do, I would go like to the dollar store, you know, stores like that, and I would buy things to complement things that I had. For example, like one year they had those headrest pillows at the dollar store. I took the headrest pillow and I took a perfume set and put it together, and I sold that thing for $30. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And the perfume set didn't cost that much. You know, the thing cost $1. So, you know, that was a good profit. So things like that. You know, you get the scrunchies to go with the bath, bubble bath, and the soap. You know, you should just get really creative. And if you don't know how to make baths, or you're not good to create things, and that's the way I am, just go on Pinterest, go YouTube. Phenomenal. You can find many things on YouTube, you know, how to make baskets, how to make this, how to make that, you know, and they go step by step. And all you got to do is stop and replay if you don't understand. So when you're working in the salon with with owner of the salon, what you would do, whether you're going to leave the items in the store or you're going to bring them, you would come and do a demonstration, I would strongly suggest that you give a kickback to the salon owner or give her a nice gift for allowing you to come into their establishment and sell products. Another place that's fabulous to sell products is barbershops, because you know, let's face it, men are clueless. They just don't know what to do, and they wait until the last minute to do it. So they are really grateful when they have gift wrap items that are nice, especially perfumes. So that's my suggestion this month for the holidays. And then when things go so well, and the salon, you sit down at the end, and you go over the salon owner's commission, and she sees how much you're making, you know, that's a missed opportunity for her, and you should point that out to her, and then maybe she could become your recruit. And if she's not interested in the opportunity, then what you can do is ask her politely, can you leave your Avon books there on a regular basis? You know, I have a salon where I pay, went to Staples and I got a Lucite brochure holder. And with that Lucite brochure holder, it holds about 10 brochures. I stamp them up and I put them in her salon and I change them every so often. And if I didn't have the brochures in her salon, so that's another thing you can do. You know, once they see how things are going, you can do that. And if she's not comfortable becoming the Avon representative, just say, you know, why don't you try this out for a while and see how that's going. So that's my tip I'm exhausted. You know, I had a long day. Like I said before, I had a concert, which I performed. And then I ran over to the Avon meetings. And I hope that, you know, everyone is going to these meetings because they're important. They're important for a lot of reasons because you learn what's new. It's good to see other Avon representatives. It's good to hear what they're doing, whether they're doing well or not. You know, it's always good to hear. They're not doing well, and you're not doing well. At least you don't feel like you're the only one, you know. And if they're doing well, you can ask them, what is your secret? And then you invariably, you always learn something at these meetings, and invariably, you always get a gift from your district manager. So I would strongly suggest, you know, really, really going to these Avon meetings. Let me see how much time we have, because I've been walking the dog, feeding the dog, making the dog food, changing my clothes while I was on the radio. I have been multitasking, which, you know, as Avon representative of people who are busy, these are things that we do. That's why we're in business, and that's why we're successful, because we can walk and chew gum at the same time. So let me go. Let me see how we're doing with time. You know, once you get one salon on board, I would try to get multiple salons on board to take in your Avon product. Don't stop with just one. Get many, get multiples, and you go and you make the rounds. You can even leave a little sample, a little bowl of samples, you know, for the customers to try. Okay, so that's all I have for today. I'm exhausted. I hope you found this information useful and helpful. And next week, I'm going to have Gia on. We're going to change the schedule a little bit because, again, once again, I'm traveling. And into Christmas week, and I know everybody is trying to get their dinner and their last minute shopping together. So I think next week will probably be, I think, the last show until the new year. And then I'm traveling most of January, so I'll see them mid January. So anyway, next week will be dealing. So if anybody has skincare or concerns about skincare, I want to hear more about skincare, this is the show that you should listen to. And also, if you have customers who are on the fence or don't know much about skincare, you may want to listen to the show. I'm going to wish everyone a good evening, a productive week, make it happen, and see you next week. Good night, everyone.